to whom it may concern, bless the internet connection we are about to send packets through, bless the servers that they will reach, and the electricity that powers them. To whom it may concern, please make the show funny. Please make the cat behave. Please remind me to check the plug so that it's not falling out of the fucking wall. Okay, everything's good. To whom it may concern, please let Dana pay attention so that I don't have to yell at her, so that maybe I can get some sex tonight.
We've had sex 5 out of the last 7 days.
Let's keep it up. Let's keep it going. Ugh, sex is such a job. God. It's like getting paid for an 8-hour day.
Getting paid for fishing would be much better. Anyway, let's go.
All right, you ready?
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Monday, March 22nd, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 326, the Monday Night Show. It's Monday Fun Day. Party over here. Woot, woot.
Woot.
How are you?
I'm fantabulous.
How was your vacation?
It's going okay.
Oh, you mean the vacation from work that you're taking right
now?
Yeah. Oh, right. I meant...
And
trip.
I'm completely broke and can't afford my car payment, so thejamhole.com/donate if you can.
Right, thank you, please.
Right.
Because, you know, everyone else is, it's just us that are struggling. We're the only two people in the world right now.
Hey, there are people much better off than we are right now that could afford to throw a bone.
There's more people that are way better off than us that do way less than us. And they're they're nowhere near as entertaining as we are. I mean, come on.
No. You know, so if you do care, and if you would like me to keep my car, which would be amazing.
Yeah, if you don't want to see me kill the repo guy.
Yeah.
I'll repo him.
So yeah, I need money.
He'll get out and go to repo your car, and I'll be repoing his.
Well, how about this, actually?
I have repo man blood in my veins.
If you send me some kind of a donation, like more than fucking $10, I will send you a badass hemp necklace.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
You were going to say picture your tits. I was like, higher, dude, not 10. They'll do it. I got an STD test for 100, dude. You got to go higher.
No, I mean, if you guys send me at least
they're
10
fuckers.
Bucks to help me out with this fucking shit I got. I haven't even got approved for unemployment yet. So if you guys send me like 10 bucks... I'll send you some badass hemp necklace shit.
She makes some cool shit. She made this for me.
And I got
love
some
it.
Sick beads I've been meaning to put work to, so I haven't done it yet. So if you guys want some cool work,
and where
I'll
can
do
they
that.
Go to do that?
Thejamhole.com/donate.
Of course. All right, before we get too far into the show, we got the books in.
We do.
We are each holding an autographed copy of What Do We Do Now? KeithandTheGirl.com/book, their new book that is out. It is an amazing book, and I gotta tell you, on the way home from Sandpoint, Idaho, we went on a little vacation, and on the way home, Dana was reading the book to me. Now, I want to say
you got a few good lulls in there.
I'm not sure what was more funny, the fact the book is funny, or the fact that she reads like a fucking retard.
I do not.
I was laughing at things and she like stops and looks at me and is like, that wasn't a joke. I'm like, no, the way you totally stumbled over that word, that was the joke.
I catch myself most times. Thank you.
It was a good time though. I enjoy that. And usually
I like it too. That's why, you know, when I first started reading it, I read like a first like 2 chapters and I was really into it. And me and Ashley went out and I wanted to go fishing. I was like, dude, I really want to keep reading this. So I picked out a paragraph and I started reading it to her as we were driving to go fishing. She's like, holy shit, it's really funny. So the entire time while I'm fishing, she read me like 4 chapters out of the damn book. And then on the way back, I read it to her. And then when we got to her house, I sat there and read her like another 3 chapters.
Yeah,
like,
it's a great
it's
way.
Really cool.
Like, I don't think there's an audiobook out, but
no, but it's really fun because when you have 2 people and you guys take turns reading or whatever,
yeah,
you can play. Stop and comment and like
right.
talk about it. And that was like the best part for me and Ashley, dude. Like, we could stop and be like, what the fuck, are you serious? Like, you know.
All right, so the deal is tomorrow go to thejamhole.com/forums. This is going to be a forum-based contest. If you already have an account there, then just wait. If you don't have an account, I'm going to give everybody from now until tomorrow evening. When I get off of work, I'll make the post that we're going to use for this. So you have until now, from now until tomorrow, to go to thejamhole.com/forums. It's a Ning-based forum, so you sign up. It's free. If you already are a member of any other Ning forums, like Atheist Nexus, anything like that, there's a ton of Ning-based forums. That's what we use. Your login will work with that. So all you got to do is just go to our forums, thejamhole.com/forums, and put in your Ning ID, and it'll log you right in. And then
Or
you can make a new one. Either or. So everyone, if you want to win a book, we have two books we're going to give away here.
And I'm not going to show you the autograph, but guess what? I can see it.
They're both autographed. Oh, mine's autographed. Oh, look right there.
I can see it.
Okay, so you go to the forums, make an account. What I'm going to do tomorrow evening after work, I'm going to get home. I'm going to make a thread in the forums, and all you have to do is post in that thread, and then we will pick. You got to post and say, I'm a guy or a girl, because we're going to give one book away to a female and one book away to a male. And you have to type in, you know, what you are and why you should win this book. Either my relationship sucks, my girlfriend doesn't blow me enough, I don't get enough sex, or use your own example, anything like that. Just post there, and Dana will pick a female, and I will pick a male, and you'll win a book. So
how's that?
This is a... If you live in Canada, this is an $18 value, $17.99 in Canada. But if you live in the U.S., it's only $14, which, you know, our money. Pretty soon, it's going to be U.S. $5, Canada $25.
Yeah.
The way shit's going. So, thejamhole.com/forums. The books are here. We will send them. We'll pay for shipping and all that stuff. Don't even worry about it. All you got to do is make an account there. Wait till tomorrow evening. I'll make a thread. You post in there. Male, female, relationship status.
So when do you want to announce the winner? When do they have?
I think we're going to run it for the rest of the month here.
The rest of the month?
And we'll see. If one person enters, we'll obviously extend it. But I'm hoping more people will enter because this is an awesome book. It's so funny.
I definitely enjoyed it.
If you have a girlfriend that maybe isn't the best reader, have her read it to you. It's even funnier, I promise.
God.
It's so great. So
my reading is not that horrible. No.
Thejamhole.com/forums. Make sure you're a member there, and we'll do that.
When I read it out loud, I keep wanting to read it in Keith's accent.
I know. I kept trying to hear it in Keith's accent, and every now and then I would hear you try to do it, and then that would be even funnier.
Yeah,
I
was
like,
great.
Oh, this is brilliant. So
I like it.
All right. Well, let's talk about our trip. Did you have a good time?
I did.
So when you last...
I saw a squirrel without a tail, and it made me sad. I Twittered about it even.
Idaho is full of squirrels without tails and KKK members. Now, I don't know if one thing is because of another. I don't know. So
anyway, we went and saw on our way out there. We went to the Kootenai Falls.
Okay, well, first of all, we're leaving, we stop here. We stop at the gas station here. We fill up. We get our munchies. I got some weed. We're good to go.
I bought a bag of munchies.
Actual munchies. They are called munchies. Thank you. I have my Buddy Christ shirt on. You guys know
got Christ.
The movie Dogma. The unveiling of the new Buddy Christ. So a long time ago, a friend of mine got this for me for my birthday. It came with a shirt. And the shirt, you guys have all seen if you watch the show at all. It says, Got Christ.
Uh-huh.
Now, some people take that as, ha, 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 you probably don't believe in God and that's a funny shirt. Or I've seen people come up to me and they're like, nice shirt. And yeah, I do. Like, totally, yeah. Like, we just had a little Christian moment there. Like, two steps away from Christian side-hugging it. You know?
Ew.
Like, hey, I got Christ, and you do too, in our hearts. Let's side-hug.
Ew.
I know. And that's happened to me a couple times, believe it or not.
God.
More than one time, someone has come up to me and been like, yes, I do. And I'm like,
I remember you
what?
Saying... I remember you saying back when you delivered pizza for Anna's that,
yeah.
You know, you would get more tips when
I
you
would,
wore the Buddy
from
Christ
the Christian
shirt.
People, but I would also get tips from the atheist people
because
they
funny.
Knew that I was completely mocking it. So
yeah.
We go to the gas station, and there's a lady in there. I've never seen her before. So
me either.
And I go in that. This is the gas station I go to every day. If you're following me on Google Buzz,
you'll see it. This is actually the gas station
it.
Where we met.
Yeah, when Anna's was there.
Yep.
Back in the day. So... we get our stuff and we go up there, and she looks at the shirt and looks at me and looks at her and looks back at the shirt, and she's like, is that mocking or is that serious? I'm like, that is seriously mocking.
Yeah.
And she starts coming at me with like, you know, it's not nice to mock the Lord and Savior that died for your sins. I'm like, he's God.
Didn't put it like that. She was like, you know, she didn't really say it like that.
That's kind of what I got from it. From what I can remember, I was stoned all weekend, so I don't really remember. But if you remember what she said, please, now would be the time.
I remember you saying something about, you know, oh, I've been baptized, you know, just in case.
She's like, aren't you afraid to go to hell? And I'm like, well, if it does end up to be that God does exist, which I don't think he does, but if it does, I've been confirmed and baptized, so I'll see you there.
And she's like, I don't think that's how you get into heaven.
That's what she said. She's like, I don't think that's going to work. Don't you think God's going to know? I'm like, it doesn't matter. What it says in the Bible is as long as I apologize and repent and I accept the Lord, you're baptized and all that, then you're going to heaven. So suck on that.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking,
I'm just like, wow, dude, someone in the middle of a gas station that you've never seen before is going to try and debate Christianity a fucking shirt.
In a gas station of all places, like, this is neither the time nor the place.
I had to grab you and like pull you out. I'm like, let's leave now.
Dude, you guys know me, and man, I can't help myself, dude. If someone starts, I have to finish it. And yeah, we're like, I'm just sitting there talking more, and there's probably people in back of me, but fuck them. And Dana's like, let's go. Remember, jacuzzi, bed and breakfast, vacation. Let's get the fuck out. Like, no, she needs to know that God isn't real, damn it.
And you need to know that people like that can't be fucking talked to. You need to just leave them alone and let them live in their little fucking la-la land, okay? There's no fixing their fucking
thoughts.
And
I know that, but when it's happening, in the heat of the moment, if you will, there's nothing that I'm thinking about except for my next point. Like,
right.
And that's how it goes. So, I don't know. It was pretty amusing, I thought. So we start the trip out with Dana, of course, whining about my driving and the temperature. You guys know that I'm always hot, always. Like, I will just start sweating out of nowhere. I think a lot of the drugs I did when I was younger fucked with my temperature control.
Probably.
And I'll just be
sitting. Your
mom's
kind of the same way, though.
Yeah, she gets hot like that, too, but I get it, like, really bad. So, you know, I got the window down and the AC on pretty much.
And
I mean,
you guys
know
I'm from Florida, and I'm usually pretty damn cold.
She's always cold, and I'm always
hot.
Actually,
right now, I'm pretty good.
And at night, that works out, because she's in the bed all freezing cold, and then I get in, she's like, heat! And like, because I'm just throwing off. I'm like the sun, dude. I
cling to you at night.
I got nuclear fusion reactions going on inside of me. I'm about to go fucking critical. But
that's how I know when you leave is I get really fucking cold.
I know, like all of the heat has left the building. So that was pretty fun. And then I'm like, I'm driving like I drive. I drive fast, and I drive offensively, defensively, all that shit. I'm just on it, man, and I will
you
pretend.
You kind of drive jerky,
I will
dude.
Pretend
you,
to,
like,
I will pretend
jerk.
To hit people if they pull out in front of me. I will swerve to hit them, but I won't really hit them. I'll get close enough to scare the holy shit out of them and my passenger.
which is not cool.
I think it's awesome, but I'm really good at it. So I could see how someone that doesn't know how awesome I am at driving might get a little frightened. So I'm like, you want to fucking drive? Because at this point, I'm just done. I'm like, if either shut the fuck up or we'll pull over and you can drive.
But I don't like how jerky you are when you drive. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm trying to, like, you know, relax or whatever and maybe not so much as watch the road. But, like, you jerk and I'm like, what
the fuck?
I was
avoiding potholes.
No, you weren't. You just do that. I don't know why.
I'm a jerk. What can I say?
I know.
So, yeah, then we get up there, and the lady that I had talked to on the phone had told me about this place called...
We stopped at Kootenai Falls.
What?
We stopped at Kootenai Falls.
Excuse my face.
Before.
So, like I was saying, the lady I talked to on the phone had told us about this place called...
The Waterhouse?
Kootenai
Falls. Okay.
Oh,
I'm like, what?
Did you go on the same trip I did?
Yes.
Jesus, dude. Keep up. Where's your phone? Give me your phone.
No,
yeah,
I saw
I'd never heard of of Kootenai Falls before, so I'm like, cool, I'm all about waterfalls and all that kind of shit, you know. I stick to the lakes and the streams that I'm used to, but that's fine. I check out a new waterfall here and there. So we go up and we find the place, and we made some video that I will edit down. I asked McNally if he could edit it, but I guess he's got 76 hours worth of marathon podcasting to go through, so good luck with that. Yeah. I'll probably be done with this by the time you're done with that. But yeah, I'm not going to give it away, but we got a cool idea for a little funny video that's going to be intermixed with the actual footage of our trip. We filmed coming into Libby, and we counted churches for you guys, and casinos, and liquor stores, because that's all that's in fucking Libby.
Zoomed in on some pretty cool trailers.
Hey, how's your economy? Oh, it's actually good, because our economy is based on casinos, liquor stores, and church.
Woo!
We're good. That's all we need. So,
right.
So that was pretty cool. And then, yeah, we get up to the lake or to the falls, and it's fucking packed. And I'm like, wow. And if you guys were following the jamhole.com/Twitter/Danny, you saw some of the pictures we posted. I posted a few pictures of the swinging bridge. We went on that. I also have cool video of me actually walking across that, and you could kind of see the falls and stuff. And we have like more high res pictures that'll go up on the Picasa page
that I took. They're all pretty.
If you go to the jamhole.com/pics. That'll take you to our actual photo album. Like, we always post pictures on TwitPic and the forums and Facebook, mobile, and all that. But our actual photo gallery is at thejamhole.com/pics. It's a Picasso web album-based photo album. So you can check out all the stuff there. There's pictures of the 250 show. There's cloud pictures I take. All sorts of shit. You can find those there. So we'll be putting those up tonight or tomorrow. Probably tomorrow, more like it.
Yeah.
I got a new movie, a new Woody Harrelson movie I've been wanting to watch. So we'll check that out. But yeah, so we get out there, and yeah, there was a lot of people. And what's awesome about this, and I like it, whenever I go to Glacier Park, it's the same thing. All of these tourists are, for the most part, granted here and there, there's some people like us and, you know, some younger kids, but for the most part, it's older people, it's
overweight.
Overweight, I didn't want to say obese, but your stereotypical fat American.
Yeah.
And so we're, like, running down, hopping, and
honey,
skipping.
Honey, let's go see these dang waterfalls.
Yeah, you know, like the tourist thing. Yeah. They're honey and their four kids and their RV and all that shit. Grandma and grandpa sitting in the car with the dog, windows cracked, hopefully.
Yep.
So we're, like, running down and skipping and shit. And every couple and person we passed was huffing and puffing. And it's so funny to watch, dude. They're like... And so
I
see this.
On the way down, too. It's like,
I know. And I see this, and I'm like, fuck, man. We must have a pretty decent-sized hill or something. There ain't nothing there. This is just the most you've ever walked in your life or something.
Well, they got those big-ass stairs, too.
It's like three. Dude, I fucking run 100 pounds of water up more stairs than that every fucking Thursday. Like, that ain't nothing. These people are like, they get to the first platform, and they're like, oh, hold on. We got to take a rest. I don't want my pacemaker to take crap on me right now. And like, well, quit stuffing your face with fucking McDonald's and fucking you might be all right. So that was pretty fun. We went and checked that out. And then our third stop was, oh, excuse me, second stop. We stopped in Troy because we had to pee. And that's much, I used to live in Coeur d'Alene a long time ago when I was like 19 or 20. And I always used to drive that way, through Libby, through Troy, Bonners, then Sandpoint, then Coeur d'Alene. That's where my stop was. So I would always get a Rockstar and a vitamin water, and by the time, I wouldn't have to pee after Libby, but after I left Libby, I'd be like, oh shit, gotta piss. And that's what Troy was for. And always from that point on, in my head, Troy... is
your
this little
area.
It's where I go to pee. Troy is where I go to take a leak. And if you didn't have to take a leak, you might just miss Troy. You'd be like, why did I just slow down to 25? Oh, 70 again. Where was that a town?
Yeah, I was talking about
what the fuck?
Before, I actually had a cater that I had to drive out there when I was working over at Famous Dave's. And me and this other girl... I made the cater and stuff, and I was the only one licensed to drive the truck at the time, and she wanted to come with me to help me with the cater and whatever, because there was a lot of shit, and it was all the way in Troy, And so I drive out there and shit, and I drive right past Troy.
I think
we passed it. I'm like, are you fucking serious? And like, I turn around, and Troy is like all of like 6 blocks,
yeah,
maybe.
Totally. If you go to maps,
like, where the fuck is this place at?
If you go to maps.google.com, do a search for Troy, Montana, and you'll see what we're talking about. It's literally this big.
It's
so small, so small. It's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
Everyone's dying.
Doesn't even have a Walmart. It's not considered a town.
There's a gas station, casino, probably a liquor store, probably 3 or 4 churches, and that's it.
Maybe a grocery store
and a trailer park where everyone lives.
Right.
So, third stop, we got to Bonner's Ferry, and before we got there, as we're driving, Dana's telling me she's explaining this like the Jews wandering through the desert looking for the promised land. She's like, somewhere through these hills, there's a mighty casino, and they have the most amazing games ever. I'm like, it's a fucking casino.
No, I was telling you that it's a really weird game.
It's a casino with slot machines. Oh my god!
No, I was telling you, I'm like, the way you're picturing a slot machine is not
right.
What this
you
is.
Said
I'm like,
slot,
this is fucking weird.
You said slot machines, I'm thinking, put in the money, pull the crank, and that's it. But these were like
high-tech, fucking crazy motherfucking things.
These were like, they spent $1 billion on research and development to make the most addictive gambling coin-op arcade game ever. And they fucking did, didn't
Lucky
they?
Lucky lemmings,
Lucky
man.
Motherfucking lemmings. So, and did you post the video of that?
No, I didn't.
It's on your phone still?
Yeah.
You can send that to the forums.
Yeah,
through
I know,
the address, and it'll post the
but
video.
But it's only just the bonus round.
It's
thing.
Funny, though. It's a retarded game.
It's
but
like a bunch of lemmings, and like there's like 20 different lines you can match up to win something. And if you happen to get the bonus round, which I still don't understand how you do, but I did.
It's a random thing, I think.
Well, you gotta get a bonus in the first row, the second row, and then in the third row or some
Zofu
shit.
Says, welcome to Troy. Go take a pee. Hagplant says, can't pee without buying something. Increase profits like 200%. That would, too.
Yeah.
If you're just like, no public bathrooms unless you buy something. Like, fuck, dude. We're selling out of nickel fucking gumballs, and I don't know why.
Anyway, so fucking, you get the bonus round, and then, like, you have to go into this thing, and you pick one out of 3 eggs, and a bunch of lemmings pop out of it.
Which is amazing that you have lemmings in a gambling game. Like, it's the perfect metaphor for the human that's playing the game.
Right.
It's so
it's
brilliant.
So, great.
So brilliant.
But they were great. So, like, you get, like, I don't know, like 6 or 12 or whatever lemmings, and then they go to a cliff, right?
Yeah, that's what lemmings do.
They jump off the cliff, they fucking hit a walrus and bounce into this fucking
cave.
There's like a shit ton of caves, and they each have a different dollar amount on them. And so like they jump into those. If they bounce on the walrus however many times, it's times by that much, and they can land in these fucking holes, and sometimes they bounce the wrong way, and they get ate by a fucking killer whale.
And then it lights a match, and you're in the whale, and then you have to pick all these other things, and that gives you credits. And so when we go in there, I'm like, all right, I'm going to find the biggest, baddest slot machine in this whole motherfucking building, and I'm going to give it money, and I'm going to win.
And you did
we walked
win.
Around. And I found it, and this thing, dude, let me tell you, it's about the size of both of my bookshelves and probably part of that window.
Yeah.
This big, okay?
A screen as big as you are long.
Bigger screen than what Josh from Big Mouse Podcast has hanging in his room, I guarantee it. It is a huge, retarded machine that is just...
To attract dumb people like you.
I know, I'm like... This is amazing!
I'm so overwhelmed.
Anything short of like putting a Lazy Boy recliner in front of that fucker, and I would have been there all day. It was so awesome. So I'd put a $10 bill in it, and I didn't realize beforehand. I'm like, man, I'll play for a while on $10. Each thing was $1. I'm like, oh fuck me. So I'm
like,
should have like
paid more attention.
I'm betting like 8, and I didn't win. I'm like, oh, I have like 2 credits left. Fuck me. And then I bet the 2, and I get it back up, and then I get it back up again, and I had it up to like 20 something, and then back down to 0. I'm like, all right, that was the quickest $2, $10 fucking 2 minute $10 thing I've ever done.
Woo.
That was pretty awesome. But dude. Now, I took a picture of it. That's also on thejamhole.com/forums or thejamhole.com/Twitter on the TwitPic account. You can see the big old machine there.
dude.
I just had to do it. I don't know why. It was retarded.
I wish they had Lucky Lemmings here, because I would play that fucking game.
You should request it. Actually, don't. I'm glad they don't have it here, because
the game is so amusing.
You would be playing that game probably right now. It'd be like, yeah, it's Monday, huh? Yeah, you've been gone for 2 days now, and we have a show to do.
Just call me on Skype, and we'll do the show like that.
Can you turn the Lemmings down? Because that's all I hear is, woohoo!
I know, right? And they like almost fall out of the hole, and they're like, $8, $8, and like they like
so stupid.
Grab and climb into it. And like,
and keep in mind, these are adults that we're designing these games for, and you're giving your paychecks to. Okay, just keep that in mind.
They even had an Alien versus Predator.
Of course they did.
One.
Of course they did.
It was so cool. But like, dude, instead of going into the holes, they're like getting eaten by a fucking killer whale or whatever. Like, they can jump and land in. There's two treasure chests. They can land in one of them, and if they land in the top one, they get a cool spacesuit, and they go up to outer space, and they have this blaster gun thing, and you gotta pick one out of three satellites or whatever. They fucking blast the satellite, and that gives you so many credits.
Charlie Clown found it on YouTube, I think. He says that's crazy, like Japanese pachinko. I don't know what that is. I'm watching it on YouTube. Looks like Pokemon.
It's so amusing, dude.
I don't know if that's what we're talking about, but okay.
If they land in the other thing, it fucking gives you a diver suit. You go down, like, pick like treasure chests and shit.
All sorts of free games. It's like, dude, Mario Party
rounds?
For gambling. Mario Party gambling edition.
The bonus
edition.
Rounds here should be like that, like more
way
animated
more fun.
And so much
but
more
you
fun.
Also got to see that those machines are probably brand new, or at least no more than 2 or 3 years old. The machines at our casinos here are at least 10 years old, and they're still
but they're always updated. Like those U1 machines are, they're like these big fucking
yeah
screens
those
like
are
this,
kind
and you can
of
tilt the fucking screens and
yeah
move the fucking desk.
I'm
part.
Thinking though that in the casinos here we still have some of the very first like old electronic
oh, like the
Keno
ones that
machines.
I actually like to play
with
the
keypad on it that you had no touch screen. It's all keypad button.
Like before
yeah.
you met me where you always saw
yeah.
me sitting in the casino.
That one, yes.
Because it's super old and it actually pays out money.
Yeah, right. Haven't updated the firmware to fuck
right?
us more, have you?
Yeah.
So it was cool because I lost the $10, but she won 20, so that kind of made up for it, I thought. So.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, because we also stopped there on our way back, of course. She's like, I got to play Lucky Lemmings again. The whole trip, she's like, Lucky Lemmings, Lucky Lemmings. Like, we didn't even do anything the whole time we're there in the fucking bed and breakfast. She's like, I got to play Lucky Lemmings.
Whatever.
I got to play Lucky Lemmings, fuck. I'll suck your dick if you take me back to the casino so I can play Lucky Lemmings. I'm like, all
right,
done.
Yeah, right.
Bring it on.
Anyway, it was not like that.
Nah,
thank
it kind of was. No. So then, yeah, the fourth stop brings us to Sandpoint, Idaho. We stayed at a place called the Waterhouse. Not too bad. We're driving, and we find the address. Google Maps navigation is like, you have arrived. And we're in front of this big, giant blue apartment complex. And I'm like,
and it looks slummy and
did
shit.
We,
I'm like,
It's like the Liberty Apartments, if you guys are local here, or any other insert your ghetto apartment complex where you live here, and that's what it was like. And we get there, I'm like, did we just get fooled? Did we, Ashton, is this cameras? Ashton, come on out, did we just get punked? What the fuck?
Anyway.
And I'm like, this can't be it, dude. I seriously, my heart sank when I saw that, because I saw the numbers, I saw the mailbox, and
like,
I had
oh,
written
shit.
Down... one address, and I was one number off somehow, and the one number off was the place across the street,
right.
which our view was of a nice little double
trailer
wide or whatever the
thing.
Fuck it was, so that was kind of sweet. But yeah, dude, just my first thought was like, holy fuck, dude, we came all this way to stay in an apartment complex. It's like what I talked about on Friday, how the lady's trying to sell me on the one place, and she's like, oh yeah, there's a kitchen and a nice bathroom and a TV and this and that, and I'm like, there's everything that I have here. Is there a jacuzzi? Because that's what I don't have
right.
here, and that's what I want. So if you don't have a jacuzzi, I'm not coming there.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so I call the lady up, and I'm kind of bummed at this point. I'm thinking that it's this apartment complex, and they're just renting out apartments as
right.
a bed and breakfast, and still, I'm like, all right, well, if it is this place, there is a jacuzzi. She said, because that was my one thing, there has to be a jacuzzi, and she said there fucking was. So apartment complex or not. But no, then we, I called her up, and she's like, oh, no, we're across the street there, and it was all right,
yeah.
I thought. I mean, for how much it was, we spent less than $100 on the room, which was
I would still like
beautiful
to
room.
Have, you know, I still would have rather had like a hot tub that already has the water and shit in it.
Well,
like,
yeah, the
for
hot springs.
To fill
and,
up
and next
forever.
Time, they should have the jacuzzi fixed, maybe yeah. in a few weeks or
you
something.
Mean the hot tub.
After we get some more money saved up and you guys buy the rest of our Jam Hole shirts, thejamhole.com/store. We now have 3 extra large shirts left. Pretty awesome.
And like I said, you can help me out by sending me like $10 or more, and I will send you a sweet ass hemp necklace.
That's right. But yeah,
either tan or black, whatever. Just leave
it
me some info.
It was pretty cool. Once we got in there, and there's pictures of the room, and we made some quick videos of in there. Or no, we didn't video anything in the room. We just...
No.
Well, we did the first night there. We went out to dinner and stuff, and then we started broadcasting live. So we get there, and the lady leaves. She checks us in and everything, and I totally forgot to ask about Wi-Fi. I'm like, I didn't even think to ask her, like, do you have internet? I just assumed that there was, right? So we get up in the room, and I'm like, all right, first thing I unpack is the laptops, because that's how I roll, right? And she's in there just, like, drooling over this awesome tub in the shower.
The
bathroom,
I was like, oh!
The bathroom is bigger than our fucking living room, dude. It's disgusting. It's so pretty, though.
Oh, it was. And so I was like, look at this mirror. I'm, like, moving all around so I can see myself in every corner.
I go in
this
there,
mirror.
And she's, like, in front of it, all stretched out. Like, I can see all of me instead of just this much of me.
I know, right?
But so I pop open the laptops and shit, and yeah, Burger says Matt just wanted a reason to crack WEP again.
And he did.
Well, I opened it up. I opened up the little hack top, and I log
you
in.
You tweeted about it. You're like, all I see is WEP.
All I see is WEP. Dude, 8 fucking WEP networks, one after another, and that's all there was. There was no open networks. There was no WPA, nothing. All WEP. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm gonna have to hack this if we want to get online, right, honey? And you were like something like, how many, or I forget how it came up, but I'm like, there's 8 of them. And you were like, you can crack one and that's it. And I'm like,
I know.
All right. And I'm like, all right, I might as well crack.
It's like, we can't go out and try and have like a romantic evening and you be a total fucking nerd
while you're there.
Can you
hacking
just please stop being a nerd for like a weekend?
Can you stop hacking WEP keys for just 5 minutes, please? Stop using WEP to encrypt your fucking shit and I wouldn't have to hack them. Okay, it's not my fault that you chose,
you know what we're gonna
WEP.
Do sometime this summer,
go somewhere and not bring computers.
Yes. Not even like
never
a
happened.
Cell phone, fuck it, let's just go.
Fuck it. After we rob a bank, okay.
No, I mean, dude, seriously, let's just go and, like, you know, just do like I do. Like, don't Twitter. Don't do anything, dude. Let's just go.
Hackplant says, fuck her. Bring me and we'll hack WAP.
Fuck you.
Excuse me. That's awesome.
But seriously, like, we should just go and not be nerdy, please.
Yeah. No, and it was
once
a good
a while.
Time. I got candles and laid them all out. And you guys saw, we broadcasted for about 5 or 10 minutes from the hot tub. So that was kind of cool. And I didn't
want
to.
Yeah, the only one that was there was Burger.
It was just Burger. So that was for you. But yeah, we were just sitting there chilling. And the internet wasn't that great, so we didn't broadcast for too long. But he got to see the hot tub and all that stuff. But
and me in my awesome corduroy bikini top.
Fuck yeah.
Corduroy is so awesome.
And then we turned the cameras off, and I'm like, can we get naked now? He's like, yeah. And we just totally in the tub naked, which was funny because the next day I drained the tub and there was like this ring of dirt around the edge that
there's
was
some
from
dirty
us.
Motherfuckers.
I looked at it, I'm like, we are dirty, man. That was gross. I'm like, I'm ashamed that like the lady's gonna come in and be like, god, look at these dirty people. So I'm like,
you're
turning
like
the water
out
on
and shit.
And trying to splash it around and shit like an idiot. Just it was a good time though. It was very relaxing for the most part to like get
like
away from
sitting
the house.
In a hot tub or a jacuzzi or something.
Yeah,
like that
for
I
sure.
Like just sitting in it and relaxing in it,
but I like being away from where we live, you know.
Yeah.
Like it was nice drive, it was quiet, we hung out, we
I
talked,
like to go out to the hot springs once because
yeah no
been
we'll
out
definitely
there.
Do that. That's what we were gonna do, like we said on Friday, but the fucking jacuzzi broke, and of course you can't do anything in a town like that right away. You know, everything's got to be ordered and this and that.
Yeah.
And they have to, like, turn all the phone lines off to plug in the internet line so they can go order something online, because that's how they roll. You know, it's... it was a good time, though. It was very relaxing. I think it was just what we needed, just a little break away from everything here and stuff. So it was good.
Yeah.
And then, I get to work this morning, and the power is out in town, and I'm just thinking to myself, people have no idea what to do when stoplights go out. They don't have a thought that, okay, let's maybe treat this like a four-way stop. They don't know that, and...
Do they just go out, or were they flashing?
They all, like, go like this, like they're going to run into each other, because no one knows what to do. No, they were out.
Oh, out.
No flashing,
out.
No power. The power went out.
Huh.
And it's so funny. I can't do anything, because I need to fill and stuff, and obviously that's all electrical. And
yeah.
It makes you think, like, we take this shit for granted for real. Like, I don't have a job if we don't have electricity, which I'm sure that holds true for a lot of people. But
yeah.
It's like... You feel so helpless. You can't get online. I mean, I have my phone, so I was online that way, like, twittering, like, here's the power outage. Fresh Life Church, they have a radio station, and they were twittering that, sorry, guys, the power's out, but we're working on fixing it. So I sent them a reply. I'm like, you mean your radio station isn't powered by God? Weird. He never replies to me, though, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I woke up this morning... And, you know, stretched and yawned and shit and took a piss and went to do my normal shit and, you know.
Oh, and Burger says, thank you, sexy Danny.
Nice.
But, fuck yeah.
Like, I go to fucking, you know, do my normal shit and sit down on the couch and check my internet crap. And I sit there and
Paige.
I don't open the laptop yet. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, why is it so quiet?
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
If you guys.
Something horribly wrong.
Some of you guys have been in our house here, and you'll know that there's always a slight hum, and that's the fans on our desktop computer here. It's,
right.
It's pretty loud. And so when that thing shuts down or is off,
it's so quiet.
It's so quiet in here, and it's eerily quiet. Like, what am
Something is wrong.
I'm missing background noise. And some people, when I had all this stuff in my bedroom, and I'd have friends over there, like, how do you sleep with that? And I'm like, with what?
It's
I don't even
soothing.
Hear anymore. And if it was off, I feel weird.
Yeah.
I need that background sound, you know? And I hate it, like, if you could hear it on the podcast or something.
Yeah.
Like, some shows you can hear, like, a hum or a fan or something on. You can't do that on our show, but that bugs me. But here in my own house, like, I have to have that background noise. It's weird. It's like a... I don't know. I don't even know what to call it. It's just weird.
Yeah, Galactus says, my roommate and I both shut them down. We just sat there and stared at each other.
I know.
Going, whoa.
If you have any kind of desktop system with, like, more than just the power supply fan, which if you have any kind of system, you should, shut that shit down. And obviously not right now because you're listening to the show, but shut that shit down once and, like, just listen. The world is quieter than what you think it is. And that's creepy.
I know. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, holy shit, it's really quiet. I'm like, all right, so the desktop, you know, turned off. Sometimes
thank
it does
you, Windows
that.
Updates or yeah, the cat.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking Windows updates. All right,
yeah.
I just need to shut down whatever. So I go to open the Vio and stuff and get, you know, click on my SeaMonkey, pull
get
up
on,
my Gmail.
Get connected. She's a SeaMonkey girl. I'm a Google Chrome kind of guy, and
pull
that's fine.
Pull up my fucking Gmail, and it's like, page error. Page
so
load error or
she
whatever.
Takes
I'm like,
a,
heh.
So she takes a picture of it and sends it to me and is like, what's wrong? And I'm like, what?
No, I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Because, dude, I totally plugged in and unplugged the fucking internet shit. The internet, whatever the fuck you want to call
the
it.
The router? Okay.
Yeah, that.
Sure.
I fucking, you know, did that. I unplugged it, turned the wireless on, got connected and shit. And it still didn't do it. And then I fucking turned the wireless off, plugged the thing back in.
And what was the first thing you checked now?
The Wi-Fi switch.
The switch on the Vio. Right. Because, and we've told this story, but for a real quick recap.
Oh,
there was a
God.
Day she called me up or texted me. She's like, I can't get online. And I was just assuming it's an outage. The first thing, because I know my shit works. So the first thing I automatically assume is Bresnan. Excuse my face. Bresnan is down. So I'm like, I'll check it out when I get home. And so I come home, and this is before we had everything wired. Like, right now we have everything plugged in Ethernet because it's faster and we don't get lag. And I look to the side, and the Wi-Fi, there's a little switch that's on and off, and it was off. And I'm like, hey, Danny, what's this say? What does that say? And now, ever since then, though, you've learned, and I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah, that's you're first impressed with learning an on-off switch. Thanks.
Well, you know.
You're very easily impressed. Cool.
Well, yeah.
Look, I can pick my
what
nose.
Can,
Are
what
you
can
impressed?
I say? Kind of. I'd be more impressed if you ate it.
You know, anyway. So, like, fucking, he's like, you know, there's a power outage. Bresnan's probably down, which is our, you know, internet.
Right,
because
they're in town in the section that was out. Because it was on from Cemetery Road up past our house and shit. But from Cemetery down, there was nothing. Which is awesome, because I'm just driving watching these people, and they have no idea what to do. If there's not something telling them what to do and where to go, they have no idea. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's so,
so
funny.
Like, I'm doing this, and Matt's like, all right, so, you know, power went out. Breslin's probably down. I'm like, oh, okay. So I sit here for, like, 15 minutes, and I'm like, fuck this. And I get up and get dressed and fucking leave. I'm like, I'm going to my uncle's house. And I sat there and watched a movie, because I was really fucking bored. There was... I have nothing to do. I've been unemployed for a week and a half, and I'm going insane, dude.
I know it, man. And we don't have, like, you know, cable TV or anything. It's strictly internet-based living here. That's all we have is the internet.
Yeah.
That's all we need. We get along just fine, right?
Yeah.
We watch TV. We watch movies. We listen to music. Everything. It's all internet-based. So when the internet goes down... and I don't have a droid to tether. Yeah, we're like... So you want to go somewhere?
You
want to
go outside?
The house gets eerily
you know what's
depressing
funny?
When there's no internet here.
I totally wore that shirt today. It says internet was down, thought I'd come outside today.
Oh, God.
I totally did. It was so
brilliant.
Great.
That's so funny. Oh, man.
And when they asked me, like, people saw me, they're like, was your internet out? I'm
yes,
like, yes.
And that's
totally
really
was.
Why I'm out here. Oh, God. You would never see me if it wasn't.
I went to my uncle's and watched a movie, and I was bored of that. So I called up my buddy Josh. He's been on the show once before. And I was like, dude, I'm bored.
Oh, yeah, Josh,
something?
The kid who couldn't tell us anything about anything.
Yeah, he still can't. He's
of
leaving
course.
In like 2 days for another job.
For who knows where.
It's government contracting.
And honestly, I don't even care anymore.
I don't care either. I know he's
it.
A contractor, and that's
cool.
Whatever. Anyway,
it's probably something stupid.
I like met up
like,
with him and pulled into his apartment or his, you know, his fucking hotel that he's staying at. And he pulled in right behind me, and he's got this big ass bag, and I'm like, what's in the bag? And like, he just opens it to show
you.
Me. No, and it's a fucking bunch of bullets. Like, he fucking went and loaded up, dude.
Awesome.
And he's got all of, he's got like his M14s and shit all up in his fucking hotel room. Just laid out on the bed and shit. And he's like, I gotta fill up my clips.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Lock and load.
He's like, yeah, he's got a job in 2 days. So he's going out somewhere to do that. That's fine.
Cool.
But
good
so
luck, bro.
I'm like, dude, I'm bored. You want to do something? And, you know, I wanted to go and get something to drink out in the mall, which is connected to his hotel room. We're like, all right. And there happens to be a Montana National Guard recruiting office in the mall.
Ah, headhunters.
And I'm like, hey, do you know these dudes? Can I come talk to them without them being like, you know, lying to me and blowing smoke up my ass to try and get me to join? He's like, yeah, you know, the guy that I joined through is there, and he won't bullshit you.
Can I talk to them without them totally getting in my head and me walking away having signed my life away?
It's like a car salesman, you know?
They are, dude. They have quotas and all that shit. They are fucking crazy. You got
to
watch out for them.
But the guy
before you know
to,
it, you signed all your shit away, and you have no life now.
Yeah, so the guy I talked to is pretty cool. But I was, you know, I was just curious, and I want to see, you know? And I'm like, dude, do you guys have any, like, cooking positions? Can I, you know, not... Can I go into the army and not have to, like, fucking...
Can I cook food for the people taking bullets? I don't want
right,
to take
right.
bullets personally, but, you know, I cook some food.
Right, and so that's what I wanted to ask him about and shit. And he's like, yeah, actually, we do. And
of
I'm
course.
Like,
you know what, though? Honestly, you could have went to him with anything, and he would have been like, yes, as a matter of fact, we do.
Well,
know?
No, that is a pretty
like,
big position.
You go there, and you're like, so, you got any openings for a prostitute? Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do.
Nah, you know, it's actually a pretty decent position, I guess, because they you know, wherever they do their base training and shit at, they have to have cooks there.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of mouths to feed, you know.
Yeah, and so that's
it's the biggest
cool.
family.
Basically, you know, he gave me the rundown of what it would be like, and he's like, you know, it would be one weekend.
Like
each
honestly,
month. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He wasn't bullshitting.
Josh
you
was
like,
sitting there right with me.
It's
he's
gonna
like,
be.
He can tell you all the fuck about
it's
it.
It's gonna be carnival rides and unicorns and hey, do you like heroin? We got free heroin. All you can do.
Yeah. So he was really cool and he was honest with me and shit, which was really awesome. And so he's like, it would be one weekend a month.
They probably knew him. He got in there with. Go ahead.
It would be a weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, which is what every commercial says, like you said before. And but it would
as soon
be,
as you said that, I went through the whole commercial in my head.
Yeah. But when you first enlist or whatever, you have to go away for basic training, which is 10 weeks of, you know, fucking combat training and shit and whatever and, you know,
right.
Hiking and fucking getting yelled at.
We all know
whatever.
Basic. Yeah.
Whatever. All that stupid
the
stuff.
The not
and then,
fun part.
Right, but everybody has to go through it, and I guess it's not that hard anymore, which is cool, but...
Yeah, it's not like back in the day when they could, you know, fuck you up for real. Like,
yeah.
Now it's just, you know, be a man and
so
don't be a
so
pussy.
You would do the 10 weeks out there, and then after that, you go straight over to your specialty training course, which is a nine-week training course for the cooking position or whatever. And then after that, then you're just left with the 2 day, you know, the weekend.
Right, when they
a
need
month.
You.
Well, one weekend a month and then 2 weeks a year after all of your fucking training is done and over with. And to receive any kind of benefits, you have to do a 6 year thing. You know, you have to be in there for 6 years. You only do 4 years and then you're just kind of on a call list for the last 2 years. But you get, you know, benefits and all that shit. You get fucking health care for the rest of your life. And
yeah,
stuff.
They do take care of you if you come out of it, you know, alive and shit. They definitely do.
Yeah, and, you know, thinking about stuff, if I didn't have you and this show, and if I, you know, if I were still
alive,
in the same financial boat.
If you were single, and had nothing going on.
Right.
Yeah.
I would definitely go in.
I think that's the shape that most people go to them in, because they have nothing else, you know, they're fucking up here, so, or... As a condition to, you know, any whatever trouble they may or may not have gotten into.
I mean, the reason why I went in there to ask and talk to him is, dude, I'm so sick of fucking, you know, I'm just sick of being broke. I'm fucking sick of being broke. I'm so tired of it. And Josh is like, yeah, he's like, after I got done with my fucking training and then my specialty course training, he's like, I walked out of there with $18,000 in my pocket because... I was basically on lockdown for the entire training thing. He's like, I didn't get to spend any fucking money.
Yeah, you live he's all like, on yeah. their shit and everything.
When he got out of that, he had 18 grand in his fucking pocket. Dude.
But look
that's
how much
like
of your life
weeks.
You
that's,
sign.
That was 20 weeks that he did before he got that. It's
yeah,
like,
but, and still though, it's not just, oh, over and there's your money and that's that, dude. It's
right.
way more than that.
Right. But I don't know. I got a shirt.
That's pretty awesome. A
I
free
know. Josh
shirt?
Was like, yeah, Josh was like, if you go down there and talk to him, they'll give you all sorts of free shit.
MDS says, hey, Danny, did they tell you the part about how they send you to Afghanistan 5 times?
No, Josh was talking to me about it.
Oh,
he's
sorry.
Like,
that's
pulling most of them out right
that's
now.
That's not a
so.
Joke. Yeah,
no,
well,
yeah, they're pulling a lot
go
of them
Obama,
out.
Right?
Look at my
so,
national
speaking about Obama, did you hear? Obama fixed everything. It's done. We're good. Everything's perfect now. Did you hear? They had some meeting last night, and I don't know. I don't really try and keep up with this shit because I don't
and
care.
Saying, ha ha ha, she thinks the guy was completely honest with her. He was. The guy that fucking went through all of it was sitting right next to me. If something was off, he would have been like, dude, don't fucking lie to her.
They're more honest if you have someone that is a fucking highly trained sniper there with you. But if you went in there by yourself, I guarantee it would have been a totally different story.
It would have been like a car salesman. It's like when I go to a fucking car dealership, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, do you actually know anything about cars? And they look at me like, oh.
Oh. But yeah, so I heard that Obama finally came through with his promise of change and fixing everything, and they fixed it. So are we cool?
What did they fix?
I don't know. Oh, we all have healthcare now. Is that what I'm understanding?
What?
And the funny thing is that...
No, I don't have health care.
You do now. The funny thing is that everyone online that I've read, you know, people I'm friends with on Facebook or any of that kind of shit, anywhere I look that has a news feed online, people not very happy about it, I gotta say. So I don't know if anyone that's listening right now live knows exactly what was going on.
Charlie Clown says if you don't buy healthcare, you can get fined.
Okay, so apparently by what, 2014 now, everyone is required to have health insurance. You have to have it now. There will be, if you can't afford your own, I guess the idea is, now, and stop me if I'm wrong, call in and set this straight, but the idea is that the healthcare will be more affordable. They're not going to give it to you for free, but it'll be more affordable because the government's going to start running it, I think. And if you can't afford it, they will help you either find one you can afford or help you afford it somehow. And I have no, I don't care about this. I have no idea, like, how that's going to happen.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to pay for it if some, it's not in it. I fuck that, dude.
But some things I saw online were that, like, well, there goes our Social Security and this and that. And, like, now he just completely destroyed the country with one fell swoop. And it's like, well, the country's kind of been on this steady path to destruction for, oh, I don't know, the last 20 years, I'd venture to say. So you can't just say he fucked it all up. Granted, he's not exactly, you know, making everything better. But yeah, honestly, what can you do to make this better at this point? You have to start over from scratch, and that's it. There's nothing you can do to fix this. It's past the point of no return.
But Hack Planet has a good point. He says, but you're fucking jailed if you're broke. I mean, if you can't afford it, I mean, literally, dude, if they're only like $20 a month or something, which I doubt you can get an insurance plan for that.
That's the idea then, that they will find someone to give you $10 a month towards that, or $20 a month if you can't afford it. I don't know how that, it sounds good in theory, kind of, I think. I don't know.
Dude, I can't even afford to make payments on my fucking hospital bills as it is.
Right,
I'm
but
not
meanwhile,
make payments on medical insurance.
But meanwhile, the president of that hospital you owe money to is doing just fine.
Yeah, I know.
And I understand medical shit costs a lot of money, but why does it cost a lot of money? Because there's companies selling the stuff that are making big bucks on it. And
right,
I understand it costs stuff to make, but you think there would be something that, like, all medical equipment and research and development is funded by everybody because this is for all of our good, you know, and not just a few companies here and there selling this stuff at ridiculous prices, you know, like, we should all be, that should be a totally separate industry. It should be not for profit. It should be a totally its own thing, I think. And then that way you can, you know, it can, everyone can use it because we're all helping it. It's not just like, well, I'm going to help this one and you help that one and they're going to end up fucking us both and not, you know, giving us our fucking whatever it is, paying for a procedure or something. But I don't know. I think it's all fucked. It's past the point of no return, and that's just how it is.
So Charlie Clown is saying families and people meeting certain income requirements, $14,404 for individuals and $29,326 for a family of four would be exempt from paying the fines. And Hack Planet says, so Matt and Danny are okay.
Sweet deal. We are broke as a joke, so
yeah,
we're
I guess
good.
So if you make under a certain amount a year, you don't have to pay this fine.
What about businesses then that we work for? Like, shouldn't they be the ones, if we work for you, maybe you should have us covered or something? I get it costs them money too. We just had to get rid of ours because, you know, we're trying to cut some corners here and there. And we have a fairly young crew in the scheme of things, you know.
Yeah.
Except for the owners, everyone's my age or younger. So It's not like we have to worry about certain things. So, you know, it was something that was easily done. But I don't know, man. I think it needs to be completely restructured. And we need to get this whole, all this research and all the equipment and technology costs big bucks. We need to make it not cost big bucks, you know, and have it kind of be its own thing. But I don't see that ever happening because it's so profitable, you know. Fuck it. Here's your prescriptions. Thank you.
We need to just make it free like Canada, dude.
No, well, but that's not, a lot of people,
I mean,
say
it does
that, but
suck. I mean,
I've talked to Guardo and T's Cross and he broke his hand and he
know.
Had, yeah, there's that whole thing. So,
I mean, yeah, they had to wait and stuff, but dude, I don't know, man. I mean, if it's life-threatening, you'll be able to get in quicker, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
But would you rather have the chance to, like, get your own shit and have it taken care of, or break your hand and have to have them re-break it because they couldn't get you in for a month and it grew back all fucked up, you know?
I don't know. Just have a better system than that. But it,
yeah,
like,
hey,
don't
guys,
fucking make it.
Just do it better.
I don't know. If you can think of a better kind of a system for it to work out to where it's still free for people.
Well, do you know why we don't?
Why?
Because of idiots. We have a few idiot sightings.
Oh, my
These
God.
These are so awesome. The stoplight on the corner buzzes when it's safe to cross the street, thank God. I was crossing with an intellectually challenged coworker of mine. She asked if I knew what the buzzer was for. It's for you. I explained that it signals blind people when the light is red. Appalled, she responded, "What on earth are blind people doing driving?" She was a probation officer in Wichita, Kansas. Hit had heard.
Oh, God.
I don't know,
wow.
Honey. You tell me why blind people are driving. This is why shit's all fucked up, okay?
Uh-huh.
I attended a goodbye luncheon for an old and dear coworker. She was leaving the company due to downsizing. I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah.
Our manager commented cheerfully, "This is fun. We should do this more often."
Right?
Oh, man. That's a
we
dick
should
thing
fire
to say.
More people.
Not another word was spoken. We all just looked at each other with that deer in the headlights stare.
Like, oh, God, we're next. The next party's going to be for us.
This was a lunch at Texas Instruments. Nice.
Wow.
They make calculators and stuff.
Wow.
That's awesome. We should do this more often.
Everybody's like, oh, shit. God. Now he's going to want to fire more people.
I work with an individual who plugged her power strip back into itself for... What? What?
Yeah.
Okay, let me try
there
this.
There are
Hold
real
on.
Idiots in this world.
Let me start over. I work with an individual who plugged her power strip back into itself, and for the sake of her life, couldn't understand why her system would not turn on.
Galactor says...
A deputy with the Dallas County Sheriff's Office, no
Galactor
less.
Galactor says, infinite energy!
It's a loop. Oh, it's brilliant. The energy just keeps going. And when I need it, I just tap into it.
Oh,
oh
God.
Brilliant.
It's so great.
All right.
I would love to see that lady.
I know.
I don't get it.
Just like the most puzzled look on her face. Like, did you just figure out quantum mechanics?
Right.
Uh-huh. Look. Uh-huh. What?
I don't get it.
All right, got a couple more here. When my husband and I arrived at an automobile dealership to pick up our car, we were told the keys had been locked in it. Oops. We went to the service department, and found a mechanic working feverishly to unlock the driver's side door. As I watched from the passenger side, I instinctively tried the door handle and discovered that it was unlocked. "Hey," I announced to the technician, "it's open." His reply, "I know. I already got that side."
Oh, my God, dude.
It had heard of. That was the Ford dealership in Canton, Missouri.
Wow. Did he check the headlight fluid while he was at it?
It's blinker fluid, actually.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yes, he did.
Did he make sure that there's two, not just one, two transmissions in there? And make sure that those back wheels aren't on the front, because that'll fuck your whole day up.
That will fuck your whole day up.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, Lord. When I left this last one here, when I left Hawaii and was transferred to Florida, I still had the Hawaiian plates on my car as my car was shipped from Hawaii. Okay, so far so good. Makes sense. I was parking somewhere, can't remember, and a guy asked me, "Wow, you drove from Hawaii to here?" I looked at him and quickly said, "Yeah, I took the Hawaiian San Francisco Bridge."
Oh my God.
Nodded his head and said, "Cool.
That is awesome.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's
thank
the
you
Hawaiian
to,
San Francisco Bridge."
Thank you to whoever sent those in, by the way. Very amusing.
That was a dude on my Facebook.
All right, well, moving on. Speaking about idiots and why everything's fucked up here, I found this online. This might have been stumbled to us, I think. You can use the stumbleupon.com thing and send us stuff here and there. This is 10 reality shows we do not... Okay.
Do not
want aliens to see.
Okay.
It starts out, I feel bad for aliens who have been tasked to study our planet and human behavior. Not only are we the most contradictory life forms on Earth, yeah, we fight, we love, we binge, while others starve, we create things that destroy the very planet we live on. But we also have a voyeuristic obsession with ourselves.
Oh,
hence,
yeah.
Hence, the upsurge in reality television shows and podcasts, if you will. Movies and television used to be about escaping, fantasizing, and imagining new possibilities. Not anymore.
Now it's reality TV.
I'm gonna watch you watch TV of a show of people watching TV. movies, humans don't seem to need or want that anymore. They want to immerse themselves in other people's lives and problems, either to live vicariously through them or revel in how unlike them they are. If Zoltron and Xanax were ever... What?
What?
Zoltron was the name of an old robot cartoon I used to watch when I was a kid.
It's not like Zoltron.
That's weird. No, no, it was Zoltron. If you guys can find that, send that to me. That would be awesome. If Zoltron and Xanax were ever subjected to any of the following reality TV shows, you can bet your Saturn rings they'd assume we were born without brains. And of course, I'm seeing it in the chat already. Of course, the first one on the list, Bird 35 says, Jersey Shore. Absolutely, show Woo! Me Jersey Shore. I watched this fucking show. Amazing, I have to say, that these people are alive. See, it's a good thing y'all had money when you were born, because...
Right? Otherwise, you'd be dead.
Oh, my God. Here's the premise. 8 stereotypical Italian, American, and actually, didn't we learn a while back that a few of them weren't even Italian? They were something, like, totally different?
I don't know. I don't even
like
pay attention
Snooki
to that shit.
Like, Snooki and some other fag. Like, they weren't. I don't know. Guidos and Guidettes live and vacation on various resorts along the Jersey Shore. The show follows as they live, tan, say shockingly stupid things, hang out at the beach, sometimes work, and mostly kill brain cells. That is pretty much it.
It is the stupidest show I have ever seen in my life. I haven't even watched more than 5 minutes of it.
All those shows are like that, though. They get a bunch of people, and they give them a bunch of liquor, and then they record it. And they have to make sure that there's dudes and chicks, because watch out. And I'll put a link to this on the show notes, thejamhole.com. I'll try and get them done sooner than I got these ones done.
If anyone is ever like, if you're like, so what's your favorite show? And they're like, oh, it's totally Jersey Shore. Love that. Ah.
Dead.
Just run.
Shot
just
in the
fucking
face.
Cut your shit and run, dude.
Cut and run. If that's your girlfriend and she's like serious, not ironically joking, leave.
Yes.
Unless she sucks good cock, then that's up to you. So the next show, I've never heard of this one. It's called Wipeout. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Me neither. The premise is a game show series in which contestants willingly smash into things, trip, and hurt themselves.
Wait, is it that Chinese fucking show?
It kind of looks like it. And like I said, I'll put a link to this on the show notes at thejamhole.com.
Chinese
but there's
or Japanese show? Or
there's video clips of each one of these. So if you don't know what Jersey Shore or Wipeout is, you can see from the clips.
Oh my God. That show is fucking kind of funny, dude. I love that shit. Those balls that they're jumping on, dude, they have to, like, it's like this ball fucking thing,
but, okay,
and there's, like, water on each side.
Put yourself in the shoes of the alien if they wear shoes. Like, you're checking out, you're scanning channels, you hacked our web, and now you're doing an Nmap scan of all the channels,
like,
and this is what you see.
Yeah, it's like a gladiator kind of thing. Like, you're going through these crazy, stupid obstacle courses or whatever. But, yeah, that's actually a pretty funny fucking show. I like it.
The player with... It's the world's largest obstacle course, is what this says.
Yeah.
The player with the fastest time on the course is declared champion of the episode and awarded $50,000. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Dude, so this one black guy, dude, he jumped on those fucking balls and he hit one and then bounced and hit the other one and then fucking bounced back and hit the other one and
nice.
Then finally landed in the water. He was like, doosh, 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 doosh.
The next
great.
Show is called Japanese Ball Slapping Game Show. The Japanese
oh, cool.
have weird shit
yeah,
like
they
that.
Do.
Like, I hope aliens just don't speak Japanese or something, so they just skip that one. Each contestant is required to repeat a difficult tongue twister If they make a mistake, they are ball slapped by an unbelievably fierce ball slapping machine. You've invented a machine to fiercely slap balls. That is awesome. Awesome, awesome.
He looks like he got his ball slapped pretty fierce in that little still shot, dude.
Yeah.
It looks like one of those ones that goes brrr, like it's on a like
like a wheel. Water wheel?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh,
man.
On your nuts, dude.
The next one, Charm School. You ever watch that? I've never heard of that. All right. Spinoff of MTV's Flavor of Love. Okay, well, that explains why. Charm School is a finishing school for ex-strippers, hookers, and meth addicts aiming to develop proper etiquette. The winner gains the title of Charm School Queen.
What?
Huh. I'm going to have to check that out. Ex-strippers, hookers, and meth addicts? Really? That might be kind of funny.
Yeah.
The Surreal Life is the next one. You ever heard of that one?
Yeah, I have.
Have you ever seen it? I've never seen that.
I think I have. Read it
a
little bit.
Excuse me. A household of retired, not by choice, celebrities cling for their last chance at fame by being exploited.
Fucking Vanilla Ice was on there, dude. He ended up, they were all, him, Vanilla Ice... I think Danny DeVito and what's his name? Fucking the porn star.
Ron Jeremy.
Yes. Ron Jeremy were all on there. And like they all went out to this bar and Vanilla Ice is all just chilling and stuff. And somebody was like getting up to make fun of him and they went and did karaoke to his fucking
awesome
Ice Ice Baby or whatever.
I would have to worry about that a lot if I was
him. He got pissed and he got up and just fucking started over and karaoke'd his own song. It was so funny. Everybody was all like, woo.
Zofu has a good point. Maybe the Japanese are aliens, and the squinty eyes was the best they could to do mimic us. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
But yeah, that show's kind of funny.
So for 10 days, a purposefully mismatched set of desperate actors, musicians, previous reality contestants, and anyone else who may have brushed elbows with fame at some point must live together and partake in humiliating activities.
Yeah,
oh,
like
karaoke-ing world.
Your own song.
That's so horrible. The next one is called The Swan. You ever heard of The Swan?
No.
Me neither. Contestants are chosen for their outer ugliness, the judges for their inner. Each woman is transformed from head to toe, from skin, eyes, nose, cheeks, jaw, breasts, stomach, legs, to buttocks. They are, excuse my face, not allowed to look at themselves in any mirrors. They're not allowed to have any contact with family or friends, and they live in seclusion for a month, working out intensely while they heal. They are coached, aka verbally abused, by the show's creator on a daily basis. Whether they've eaten too much, worked out too little, or just haven't been appreciating this truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity enough, she will let them know. The moral? Changes about what's on the outside. The inside falls into the place if you're happy with the outside. That's bullshit.
I kind of want to see that now.
I know. I want to see her just...
That's a total fucking makeover. Like, they chisel and fucking...
But at the end...
Cut and slice on
They
them.
All kill themselves except for one, and she wins. That's...
Oh,
I would
God.
Watch that.
No, like, they have to go through surgery and stuff, like lipo and all
Are
that.
They doing, like, for real surgery?
I thought that's what it
that's
was.
Fucked
While
up.
They heal...
Have
working
we gotten
out intensely
there?
For a month while they heal?
Have we gotten there? Is that
so.
Where we're at?
I think so.
Is that why the change Obama wanted is never going to happen? Or did he just lie?
I really want to see that, though. The Swan, we'll have to...
we'll have to see if we can find
that. I'll have to jot that down.
Jot that down in the old notepad. The next one, Fear Factor, of course. We've all heard of this one, right? This was like one of the kind of first ones that I can remember that... kind of pioneered this whole like it was like a game show but it was more reality based, you know, like wasn't it the first one that did that?
I have no idea, dude.
Contestants allow themselves to be put in tanks filled with scorpions, snakes to eat maggots or blended rats, and sometimes walk a tightrope between skyscrapers for money, of course. The next one, The Biggest Loser. This one, I'm sure we all have experience with. If you work in an office where there's women, they're probably playing The Biggest Loser. I guarantee it. They're playing it at my place. Huh? You know? You know what I mean. Okay, we're all putting on a little too much weight, so let's play a game, because losing weight is fun.
Here, just
we can all,
don't get fat. How
let's
about
all,
that?
Let's all
don't eat that fucking Twinkie, okay?
We'll all embarrass the fuck out of each other until we make each other lose weight or get lipo.
Yeah.
Right. Overweight contestants are humiliated into shape on national television for a cash prize. The person to lose the most weight becomes known as the world's biggest loser. A loser. Galactor says these people have just as much health care as I do, and their vote counts equally as much. Fuck. Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. God, totally start over. God, any day now. Another flood. Oh, wait. He said he'd never do that again. Earthquake or a meteor. A meteor, I think. That would be cool because you could see it, and then it would fuck your shit up. Just like, like that, dude. All the fucking Doppler effect just shifted the fuck out of reality.
At about the same time, everyone in the world's going to do this.
I know. Or they'll, except for me and you, will be like, well, I got to do it one more time. Ah!
Hurry up, let's come now.
Oh, that would be so awesome, and I would totally do that. So, the next one, 16 and pregnant. Never heard of it, but you can... By the time
you can get that gist,
16 and pregnant. Okay, let's follows the lives of pregnant teenage high school girls, displaying low levels of self-esteem and high levels of promiscuous sluttiness, and the hardships of being soon-to-be teen moms. See, same idea with this one. I would make them all get abortions, except for the one who proves that she can truly raise and take care of this child
and wants it.
Done. New game. What's it called? You're all effed. That's what it's called. The next one. This is the last one. My super sweet 16.
Ah, dude, I've heard of that one, and it's so horribly.
Kill yourselves
bad.
Now, everyone.
These girls are so stuck up and spoiled. It's so fucking horrible. It's so bad, dude. It's
you know what I got when I turned 16?
They're like, oh my god, I totally wanted this and not that. What the fuck is this? It's my 16th birthday. Don't you fucking care about me? I don't understand what is wrong with you. Oh my god, I cannot invite my friends here with that hanging on the wall.
Are you serious?
Dude, seriously, dude, that's what it fucking is.
Zophus says jam hole mass suicide. I know, dude. If you're listening to this right now, just fucking kill yourself because we've already done it. We've already killed ourselves by the time you're listening to this because of my super sweet 16 and the other 9 shows on this fucking list.
It's so horrible. That show is so stupid.
MTV reality series. It's MTV's fault.
Yeah.
They're behind every single one of these motherfuckers.
You remember when MTV used to be good?
You remember what? Yeah. I do. Vaguely.
Dude, I know.
Vaguely, dude.
And like the first shows they put on there was like Beavis and Butthead and Daria.
MTV Oddities, man. I love that shit. Roy
I know.
And the fucking head.
Oh.
Fuck yeah. And yeah, I like that.
when there was actually music on the music
also,
television channel.
Right. MTV reality series documenting the lives of underserving, spoiled, rotten teenagers with an exceptional capacity for bitching, whining, getting their way, and filling the large empty space meant for their souls with superfluous material things. Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Berger says one freaked out because they bought her a car and it was the wrong color.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's that kind of shit?
I told you, dude. Oh, it's like, oh my god, I cannot invite my friends here if you have that curtain hanging next to that window. It totally doesn't match the carpet and I can't be embarrassed like that anymore, Daddy. I don't think you understand. Can I please have your credit card and I'll go fix the mistake myself?
I would roll in there like the fucking whore whisperer and just start slapping bitches, dude.
That's not whispering.
The pimp name's Slickback! Bam! Just knocking bitches left and right. You know.
Berger says he'll find it for us and email it to
us. Oh, thank you. And
yes,
please.
Please.
And you're welcome. viewers can watch as their parents throw huge coming-of-age celebrations, and then they all kill themselves, hopefully. So, yeah, I definitely, in conclusion, would not ever, ever, ever want aliens to see any of
Hack
that
Planet
shit.
Has a pretty good idea. Why don't you go ahead and read that?
they need a Rube Goldberg abortion. abortion show where Matt designs an extravagant Rube Goldberg machine to abort bitches. Oh my god, do you know what a Rube Goldberg machine is?
No, actually I don't. That's why I want you to read that.
I guess the easiest way to explain it,
I like the abortion machine idea though.
It's making a huge elaborate mechanical thing to solve a simple problem. That's the ideal Rube Goldberg machine. Like the guy that has a gun hooked up to like all this shit and flips the marble that starts it. That's Goldberg machine, because he could have just shot himself, but he made this extravagant. Okay, so we could totally make these huge elaborate machines that like suck out a baby or so. Oh, we should totally. I wish I could animate Flash, because I would totally make that game show. If we have any Flash designers, info@thejamhole.com, please.
Please.
So, moving on. Remember Corey Haim, right?
No.
Okay, well, some dude, I guess he was like an old TV heartthrob or some shit. Anyway, so he killed himself, right?
Okay.
We talked about this, remember?
No.
Okay. Well, okay.
That's how insignificant this person
right.
is in my
okay,
life.
Okay, but I just wanted to point out the fact that they finally got the Tox panel back, and... anyone care to wager a guess at the drug that did him in? Arriba! Oxycontin! Of course, that shit is killing celebs left and
you
right.
You see it like the fucking chat floods. Cocaine, meth, oxy, meth.
Yep, Burger got it. Oxy. It's like all these celebrities nowadays are like, man... I want to be like Matt. And then they do a bunch of pills and then they die. Well, you know what?
I think you were just
Matt ain't
gifted.
Dead yet, bitches.
I think you were just gifted. I don't I'm think just... anyone else in this world could do like 4 Oxy 80s in 2 hours
That's
and
no
not
good.
Die.
I am just really good at doing drugs where they are not. Celebrities, you suck at doing drugs. I'm going to just come right out and say it. I challenge you to a drug off. Bring it.
Oh my god.
Fucking faggots.
As long as you get paid a lot to do it.
Yeah, so, yeah, like a lot.
And the
you're
cost
all celebrities.
Of drugs.
And just like all of our other TV show ideas, you all OD and the one that doesn't wins, which that'll
Ta-da!
Be me. So.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they say he was getting fraudulent prescriptions and the drug was for OxyContin. Tisk tisk. In other news, oh my fucking god, I can't believe this. I can't even believe that the world is continuing to spin right now.
Okay.
Hogwarts has burned down. Okay, let me say that again. I know you guys are all like, what? Hogwarts, okay, the school for magicians, it's burned down. You can all have tomorrow.
It's actually a wizard school.
You can all take tomorrow off from work and school to grief. I can't even finish this show. Hogwarts burned down. Do you know what the ramifications of that are?
There are no ramifications because Hogwarts is not real.
Zach the Plant says, well, don't they have magic for that?
Right?
The
Can't
Hogwarts...
you just be like, blah, blah, fucking blah, tap your wand and make it come back up?
Yeah, well, apparently they couldn't. The Hogwarts set for the final Harry Potter adventure has been destroyed in a blaze as filming for the final battle scene went disastrously wrong. And I'll tell you, you start giving kids... magic, and you start playing around throwing fireballs and Espeliosis and this and that-us, you're bound to catch some
this
shit on fire. That's a spell. It's called this and that-us. You're going to catch some shit on fire eventually, right? I mean, they're still kids. You're like, hey, here's a magic wand that shoots fireballs, and here's our set that we just painted with highly flammable fucking paint.
Right.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's so awesome that Hogwarts burned down.
Did it say how the fire was started?
Awesome. Fireballs, dude. Magic
no,
fireballs.
No, for real.
Guns don't kill people.
For real.
Magic missiles kill people. explosives set light to scenery at the School of Magic. As cast and crew shot the Battle of Hogwarts, climax for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Fire crews battled for 40 minutes to bring the flames under control, but the set was wrecked. Six fire engines raced to Leavesden Film Studios near Watford, Hertfordshire, in the drama on Friday evening. A source said, quote, "We were shooting the scenes where Hogwarts gets blown up during the battle, and, well, we blew..."
Oh my god.
Is it, wouldn't that look more real? Like, Hogwarts, you blew the fuck up out of Hogwarts so bad it cracked a thing in reality, and now we can see what reality is made of, and it looks like an empty warehouse. That's so awesome.
Anyway, so are they gonna, like, I'm assuming that they're gonna rebuild.
No, that's it. Movie's done. Kill yourself now.
Yeah, right, dude. We should start that rumor.
Awesome.
They're not going to let that shit go.
Twitter it now. Make it so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they said they were shooting the scenes, and Hogwarts blew up during the battle. The fire managed to catch hold of the set, and it went up in flames. It was completely out of control at one point. It's understood that the main cast members, including Daniel Radcliffe, who is Harry, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Emma Watson, who is Hermione, and Rupert Grint, who is...
fucking... what's the killer redhead kid's name? God, I don't fucking know, dude.
Ron Weasley.
There you go.
That's right. They were not there at the time.
You fucking nerd. It all says it right there, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were about 100 crew members and some cast on set, and all escaped without injury, of course, because obviously they're all wizards. The estimated damage from one source is over 100,000 British pounds. This is an expensive set, dude. Like, I don't know if you know that this is, like, this is tragic. I love that. Like, let's say a $250,000 set. Yeah. And how much money have they made, even in just one of the Harry Potters? Not counting all six. Soon to be...
billions.
Oh, at least, dude. Oh, yeah, at the fucking least. Like,
I enjoy those movies.
Yeah, they're all right, actually.
Yeah, they're pretty
cool. I don't get into the whole, like...
I didn't dig the last one, but the ones before that, I really liked.
I don't get into the whole, we're going to have a podcast about it and all this fucking,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, all that stupid shit. I like actually... it because it's a cool fantasy, and I like the shit that's going on. I like magic and, like, blowing up stuff and huge snakes and stuff. That's cool. I like it. It's an eye pleaser, and it makes my imagination go, woo!
But if you're playing Harry Potter, and it's not like a computer game, but you're actually playing Harry Potter, then, yeah, that I'm not cool with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just kind of explains. It was the big battle scene involving a lot of pyrotechnics and explosions. There was a mocked-up castle made of timber, steel, and plastic. And somehow, we don't know how, but somehow this big thing made of wood and paint that's all flammable, somehow it caught fire.
Huh.
Don't know why.
Zofu said, this shit isn't Dragon Ball. No, that's why I think God...
No,
if it was Dragon
not
Ball,
over
I would
nine,
care that much
it's
more.
It's not over 9,000.
I would care that much more if it were Dragon Ball.
Yeah, but that movie had zero pyrotechnics.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the movie. The movie absolutely blowed donkey dick.
Okay,
okay?
I was just want to make sure that you were aware of that
now
also.
How about you? I'm going to...
How
know,
about
I'll
you?
I'll give you a site where you can just watch from Dragon Ball to GT.
Thank you. Let's
all of them? Have you seen all of them?
Okay. No. Let's not get sucked into that hole
again. You should.
When I live with Tyler, you remember Tyler?
Yeah.
Okay, his sister was way into that, and like that's all she would watch. So I'd come downstairs, and you know, we weren't working or anything, so we just hung out all day. And it would be on, so we would just sit there and stare at it and just smoke weed. And I didn't really like it, though. I never got
into
it.
It depends on what part of the seasons is, or like what series you're in or
I'm
whatever,
sure.
So...
So, well, speaking about the real world and fucking reality TV and whatnot. Oh, what? Please.
Hack Planet says Kamehameha Technics.
Thank you for that. So, did you see that there is some police getting involved in the recent MTV Real World New Orleans? Apparently, this is all hearsay, okay? This is alleged. A housemate took a piss... on a rival's toothbrush, used it to scrub a toilet, which made another resident all like, oh, that's sickening. And they called the cops. You scrub my fucking toilet with my toothbrush. I'm calling the cops. It's awesome.
What?
The aggrieved housemate, Ryan Leslie, blamed the tainted toothbrush for a subsequent illness and summoned police to the uptown New Orleans house. Though police conducted interviews and confiscated evidence, no one was arrested. The incident flies in the face of the producer's penchant for secrecy. Typically, they try to keep hidden the location of the home where cast members live, which is on the 1600 block of Dufossat Street, spelled Dufossat, in New Orleans. I'll repeat that, 1600 Dufossat Street, if you want to go there. So yeah, they try and keep that, you know, hidden because people will go to those houses, right? And just rage like, ah, fuck me, Ryan! Just going crazy for these fuckers, you know? So, yeah, now that the police report is resulting from the complaint, laying bare is sure to be one of the season's plot lines. And it also might serve as a yardstick for how reality TV has come all over the face of the American citizen. I don't know. This is a retarded story, actually.
It is retarded story.
It looked way
dude.
More amusing when I was looking at it because it's like real world New Orleans toothbrush as toilet scrubber sickens housemate triggers police action. I don't know. This
so some dude pissed
story.
On some other dude's toothbrush
and then
and
used
scrubbed
it,
a toilet.
Right, he got
it.
Sick, called the cops.
The guy obviously used the toothbrush with piss and toilet scrub
yes,
on it.
Yes, obviously he
and
did.
And you called the cops?
It was $120.
How about you call a doctor?
It was $120 Sonicare toothbrush.
Get a
pleased.
New piece for
120,
it.
$120. They took the whole thing. That's evidence. We're going to dust it for prints. And urine or something. That's so stupid.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. 1633 Dufossat Street. I like how they put it twice. At the beginning, they're like, they usually like to keep the address on wraps, but for you, it's 1600 block of Dufossat. And then down here, they're like, the house, which is on the market, which resides at 1633 Dufossat Street. Such dicks.
Right?
Like, now they totally have to move because they're totally going to get people there,
like,
you know? If they weren't done filming or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. That's fucking stupid. Those shows are so retarded. I can't believe they're still going on this long.
Yeah. Fuck those shows, dude.
Fuck those shows, dude. All right.
Have
well,
a show about us. It'd be more interesting.
I know. We do a show. I don't know if you know that. We do a show three days a week. How often do you do The Real World? Just once a week? Oh, wait. No. It's probably every day, huh? Because it's The Real World. The real world doesn't just happen once a week. So, I got a story for you here.
Oh, yeah?
A nursery manager shook and slapped the babies in her care and regularly force-fed them until they were sick, a court heard yesterday. Force-feeding babies,
sweet.
Slapping them, probably choking them. On one occasion, Laura Petit, really? Your last name is Petite?
She's probably huge.
No, actually, not too bad looking. She's got a little of this going on. Yeah. You know what this is? On one occasion, Laura Petite allegedly even carried on feeding a young boy with the vomit that had fallen into his bib. Like, so she's feeding these kids until they get sick. The boy pukes, and she's like, oops, let me get that for you. There you go. Just stop in your mouth there. Like,
fucking
feeding
awesome.
Him his puke. That is pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
The 27-year-old routinely ill-treated children if they do not do what she wanted. She slapped crying youngsters, put blankets over their heads to make them sleep, and forced a dummy so hard into one little girl's mouth, it made her gums bleed, it was claimed. You know what that is?
What?
That's a discipline.
Yeah?
Those children, they rack a discipline.
I bet you her kids don't fuck up.
Fucking A, they don't. They are the most well-behaved kids you ever fucking met.
If she has any.
Her kids don't even know how to cry. It's amazing.
They're like, what is that?
This is kind of funny. One Asian baby.
Of
like,
course.
Why does that matter? Racist. One Asian baby was referred to by Petite as Joe Dacky, rhyming slang for the offensive word, which is packy. What?
What?
Rhyming slang for the offensive term packy. What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
Rhyming slang?
They're
Are
saying
you a
that she's
rapper?
Being racist, I suppose.
By calling him Joe Dacky?
I guess.
Why don't you just call him Joe Packy? What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
That's retarded. Yet the court heard that there was such an atmosphere of intimidation and fear at the Little Star's nursery in Bromley, Kent, that none of the employees dared speak out. Damn right, she had the best trained employees, too.
Yeah.
They were all afraid of her. Petite was a senior manager of the baby room at the nursery, and other younger assistants were scared of her. But it was that's one bad bitch, dude. I bet she was a dyke, too.
Probably.
She always, like, got all close and was like, you ever say a word, I'll fucking kill you. I'll fuck you, and then I'll kill you.
Okay.
I'll fuck you. I'll fuck your face, and then I'll kill you. I'll fuck you so hard. I'll fuck you so hard.
God.
But it was alleged that when Petite pushed a little boy to the floor with her foot with such force that he burst into tears, a brave colleague reported her. Tattletale, tattletale. Oh. I'm telling you, didn't have to push him that hard. He's listening now, isn't he, though? Well, yeah, but I'm still telling. I'll push you, faggot. Nicola Fiddler told the nursery manager what she had seen, but when she felt nothing was being done, she called the NSPCC helpline. What was that? Oh. What was that?
Something fucking hanging from your netbook over here, dude. I heard the cat over there fucking with something.
Really?
She was chewing.
A spider?
No, dude.
Oh, was it the cord?
Yeah.
She fucking went, Kitty!
God.
I'll fucking kill you!
She, like, jumped up in the chair like, ah!
That's how you discipline. Fucking A.
You just scream at her till she jumps into
oh,
something.
Oh, shit! I what? Fucking called it. So they called the NSPCC, right? The Child Protection Charity called the cops, and Petite was arrested. By that stage, she had worked for the nursery for 8 years. Petite, comma, a lesbian.
Oh, God.
I called that. Woo! I fucking called that shit, dude. So hard.
I like her hair.
I like that she's a lesbian. Petite, comma, a lesbian, will claim she has been the victim of malicious allegations by colleagues who coveted her job and disliked the fact she was openly gay. That's maybe that's what happened
maybe?
At your work.
What? No.
Maybe they all thought you were a lesbian and they disliked that.
They all knew I had you.
They all thought I was a chick. Maybe. You don't know.
Even one of them listened to the show.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yesterday, they told the prosecuting Crown Court that Petite was charged with cruelty to 10 babies over a 2-year period from January 06 to December of 08. She said, quote, when the babies would not do her will, Laura Petite would treat them roughly, as you should, right? She would shout
at
them.
I mean, 10 babies in 2 years? I would have fucking pissed off a lot more than that.
Fucking A, right?
Yeah. So, I think she's okay.
And you're not even a lesbian, as far as we know.
And no.
Huh. Interesting. she would shout at them if they wouldn't sleep, such as, quote, for Christ's sake, shut up! She would treat them roughly if they wouldn't eat and would drop them from a small height. Why was this not reported for 3 years? Because the nursery assistants were very young and intimidated by Laura Petite, that big dyke. What? Oh, yeah, that is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's funny that they're intimidated by her.
I know, because like, she's a dyke. I munch box. You want a piece of me? I'll give you a piece. Miss Fiddler, who's 20, repeatedly broke down in tears as she gave her evidence. Faker. She described how Petite had force-fed a baby who was on a gluten-free diet 4 bowls of normal food despite the baby trying to pull away. Right, because the baby knew that had gluten in it, right? That's retarded. Petite had seemed to find it amusing until the baby was sick over her trousers. She had seen Petite swing a baby into the side of a sofa, which resulted in a pretty amusing YouTube video, and a large lump on his forehead. And she had also seen her leave a baby girl crying covered in vomit.
Hmm.
Well, maybe it was your job to clean it up. What the fuck were you doing, bitch?
It's like, hey, you, take care of that.
Yeah. Maybe she refused to. You don't know. Maybe that's your job. The fuck do you know? She held the baby's nose and tipped its head back to force him to eat, she said. He was gagging and gasping for breath and eventually vomited. She carried on feeding him the vomit that had fallen into the collection trough of the bib he was wearing. Well, you don't want to waste. Waste not, want not.
It is awesome.
That is pretty awesome. Miss Adkin told the police that Petite shook a baby girl who had been born prematurely. Petite of Kent denies 10 counts of child cruelty. The trial continues. I bet she's innocent. I totally
probably.
Bet you. I'm on her side with this.
Yeah.
She probably
think
worked.
That chick was like, okay, she hit on me and I'm totally not in
yeah,
bed.
Totally. She works at this place. No one wants to do their fucking job. She's getting sick of being taken advantage of. So you know what? She's like, fuck it. You clean up the vomit this time.
Yeah.
And the other lady was like, I'm telling. Yeah.
I'm telling everybody
like,
that you hit the babies.
You tell. Oh, fuck you.
You're disgusting.
Fucking right. That's how it goes. That is exactly how it fucking
but
goes.
But if she was hitting the babies and feeding them their own vomit, she's my new hero.
That is true. All right. And last story for tonight before we call it an evening here. This is pretty awesome. This is all the way up in Josh's land, and that's why I wanted to read this, because
could
totally see him doing something like this. Two 19-year-old men and two teen girls are in jail after they allegedly robbed a Sicily's pizza delivery driver at gunpoint. The group ran off with the pizza, and three of them barricaded themselves in a nearby apartment, resulting in the SWAT team being called to the scene. Police said one of the men threatened the driver outside some house he was parked in front of with a gun and a stick. Then, really?
Okay.
It's Alaska, right? It was probably his plus five.
I got a stick!
I got a staff. I got a plus five staff of fury, and I need pizza.
Back up, motherfucker. I'll stab you with my stick.
I just got done bringing Hogwarts down to the ground, motherfucker.
With my stick!
That's right, with my plus five staff of fury. Don't fuck with me. You know where Hogwarts is? I burned it to the ground.
Cat is looking at me funny. Well, she was. Now she closed her eyes. Whoa.
That's right.
And she's like, what the fuck?
Fuck with me now, bitch.
She's so cute.
So, yeah, they had a gun and a stick. Then a second male and two teenage girls attacked the driver from behind. Fuck yeah, that's Josh's M.O. right there. From behind.
Yeah.
I know him. The driver resisted, and after a struggle, the four grabbed the pizza and ran off. They did not take his money.
Oh, so they fucking jacked him for pizza and not money?
Okay, and then the driver was able to track one of the females who wasn't as fast as the others. It was probably some big old fat bitch. It was like the two bros and then this one hot chick that one of the bros wanted to fuck and then the grenade that the other
right.
bro was going to have to take. And
that
so,
the hot chick brought along, so she felt
right,
hotter than everyone else.
Right, and it's awesome that the driver was like, fuck that, and he got out and chased him. I would tackle the fat bitch and be like, douche, 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 where's my fucking pizza, bitch? So the other ones ran, or they tracked her to an apartment he ran after, and the cops found the girl outside the apartment, took her into custody. The other three barricaded the door and refused to come out. Quote.
Until the pizza was gone.
They communicated to the officers that they knew they were going to jail, and they didn't want to come out because they wanted to eat the pizza.
That is great.
Police said they called in a SWAT team that broke into the apartment through a window and arrested them. I can totally see him like choking on the pizza.
Like, dude,
like,
give me the pizza!
We were totally going to come out after we ate it, dick.
Right?
Fuck.
God.
They just wanted to bust down some doors.
They're
you know
fucking
that.
Stoned.
You fucking know
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ, you crazy
and
potheads.
You can't even say that. I've been so stoned before, and I've never jacked a fool for his pizza.
Well, maybe
and then,
these were some crazy stoners,
maybe they were on some fucking PCP.
Does that make you hungry?
I don't know. Not really.
Okay,
maybe if the PCP was laced in the weed, then maybe. But I'd be so
maybe.
Fucking... fucked up. I wouldn't leave from where I smoked it from. I would like be there. So
yeah, well, maybe these kids were already a little fucked in the head.
Dead Burger says F and botheads.
Yeah, maybe these kids were already a little fucked in the head.
Yeah,
and were like
probably.
you know they're entrepreneurs
it's,
and they're
emo
they're
to steal pizza.
They're explorers and they want adventure and they smoke a bunch of pot and get high and they're like, let's go rob the pizza guy for his pizza.
They're like, dude, I'm so hungry right now. I could totally rob a pizza guy.
Dude, you want to?
There's a
the
pizza.
Neighbor just ordered pizza.
That's fucked up. And then yeah, he's out chasing them. Somebody didn't get their pizza. Obviously,
right?
They're calling the pizza place, yelling at the guy that's running it, like, where the fuck's our pizza? He don't fucking know. Fuck, man. Fucking kids. Joseph Nikolaski and Cesar Alvarez Jennings, both 19, were arrested and charged with first-degree robbery, third-degree assault, and resisting an officer. The girls were not named because they were underage. They were charged with robbery and assault as well. The female who remained in the apartment was charged with resisting arrest. The girls were sent to McLaughlin Youth Center, and the guys are going to the jail.
It's like, what are you in here for? I robbed a pizza guy. Oh, how much did you get? No, I just took the pizza.
One of the comments is, yep, they really needed a SWAT team for this one. If it had been two pizzas, they probably would have needed the National Guard, too.
Right?
You cynical fuck. And his avatar, it's an eagle, a bald eagle with the American flag behind it.
See, that's something like you would do, so don't laugh.
What?
That's something like you would post, so don't laugh.
Yeah, the comment, but yeah. I wouldn't have the fucking American flag and the eagle. I don't know. That's cool, though. All right. Well, you ready to fuck out here? Got anything
else
you want to say about the trip or anything like that? I think we pretty well covered everything. Good time. Nice hot tub.
Times.
It was just a jacuzzi, you know.
Yeah,
bed wasn't very comfortable. It was like when we got back here, it was so nice to be back on the bed.
Yeah,
like,
it was, dude. I don't know why I couldn't sleep that night. Saturday night, dude. I was not sleeping good. I kept waking up in the middle of the night. Like, I was hot, and then I'd fucking take the blanket off of me, and then because my sweat would start getting dry, I would get cold. It was, I don't know, and the bed was kind of hard. I don't know.
The bed not so comfortable, but I think the overall experience, it was definitely
cool.
Yeah,
the overall experience is really cool, but to get back in our bed, dude, I slept in nice and late
good
this
food,
morning.
Though. Like, all the places we went to, there was this place, if you guys ever go there, there's this place called Dish, and it's like this artsy...
The Dish Cafe.
The Dish Cafe, yeah. It was really good food, though.
I really liked it, dude. The waitress is a little kind of, like...
It was almost a little too crunchy for me, like too granola-ish.
They were
kind of
too personal. It kind of bugged me.
She kept touching
me.
Did you notice that?
Yeah.
She did to you too. I saw that. Like, she'd come to take your order and like kind of do the shoulder touch thing.
Yeah.
Like, hi, my name's Autumn. How can I help you?
Yeah. Right. No, but it was
it
really
was kind of weird, but it was really good food.
Yeah,
I had
Eggs Benedict there, and that was badass. It was really badass. So, fuck it. I don't know. And again, I need money. If you want to send me money,
thejamhole.com/donate.
Any donation over $10, and I will send you an awesome hemp necklace.
And don't forget, thejamhole.com/forums. Go sign up, and tomorrow we'll make the thread, and you can win an autographed copy of the Keith and the Girl What Do We Do Now book.
What do
for
we do
free.
Now?
You won't even have to buy it.
Won't even have to pay for shipping.
I know,
we
look
got
at that.
That too.
You go to the forums, thejamhole.com/forums, and make a free account and wait till
check
tomorrow evening, and I will make the thread and you will post there.
These are
going to
be even more special than just regular autographs.
Because they're
books.
Autographed.
You know why? Check this out. They are.
I'm going to autograph
this
it.
This is a book.
I'm going to autograph this one.
Shut up. This is a book.
I'll do it right now.
Written by a podcast that you listened to, signed by the authors. Don't sign that fucking book, Matt.
He said we could.
We didn't write it.
Doesn't matter. He said someone was like, he said something on the show that like, you can even autograph it for me.
No.
I'm going to do it.
Stop it.
You won't know which one's the real
signature.
Anyway,
so this is a podcast that you guys listened to. The authors of this book, they signed it, sent it to us, which we are a podcast that you like and listen to, and it passes through us. So it's been in Keith and Hemda's hands.
What are you doing?
And it's been in our hands and on my boobies.
And there
so it
will
makes
be,
it that much more special.
I guarantee
and
there
awesome.
Will be cat hair in one of them.
Probably.
Also.
And maybe, I don't know, I'll lick the page.
Maybe.
We'll
maybe I'll just jerk off in it. You don't know.
So, you know. That's going to be pretty fucking sweet
fantastic.
To get. You're going to get it and be like, oh my God, Keith held this. Hamda held this.
The burger says, it really sounds like Keith hates signing books and stuff. I know.
Yeah.
When people write in and stuff, he totally doesn't sound that into it. I'm surprised he did it. So these may be the only two that are there's a bunch signed by other people. These may be the only two signed by them for sure. Actually, he probably had one of his interns sign it. But anyway, thejamhole.com/forums. Look for that tomorrow evening after I get off work, and I'll throw that up there. And then, we'll run it for a couple weeks, and you can all have a chance to win. We got a few shirts left at jamhole.com/store. We got lots of Jamhole church stickers, nice vinyl, awesome sticker goodness. The Book of Matthew, all that cool stuff at thejamhole.com/store. And /250, you can get the first live show we did. That's there, too. Pretty sweet. Amusing stuff.
You guys,
Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all of our shit's at.
And it's where our shit's at.
It's our shit's at.
It's our shit.
It's where our shit's at. It's our
where
shit.
We shit.
Shit. Oh, God. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam. The Jam. The Jam. The Jamhole.com.